702.
Let's walk the talk.
The president is in Hammanskraal today following that outbreak of cholera. He's there with a, what is the collective noun for cabinet ministers? He's there with I'm sure you can come up with something much better than me, of cabinet ministers. He's been meeting with the Tshwane mayor, Celia Brink, and the mayor tweeting that he has explained to President Ramaphosa that fixing Rooival is critical to ensuring a healthy supply of water to residents of Hammanskraal. Let's speak to our reporter who's there, Ndaedzo Netonje, EWN reporter. Ndaedzo, good afternoon to you. The president is there. He's with the water minister. He's with the health minister. He's with the cooperative governance minister. What have they been doing, and what has the president been saying?
Good afternoon, Mandy. So the president and that delegation that just spoke of have just arrived at the Temba Stadium in Hammanskraal. They're now engaging the community. I must say, he received a warm welcome. Him and the Premier Panyaza Lesufi were the last ones to walk in here. They received a resounding warm welcome, which is a different picture from what happened when the executive mayor, Celia Brink, walked in. But that is, be that as it may, when I'm Mandy, the president went to the Rooival water treatment plant. That's where there's been some problems as far as the treatment of water supply to Hammanskraal community has been. And he got a technical briefing. We didn't get much from him, because what he did was to do a walkabout, and then from there got onto his convoy and straight to where we are right now, where he is due to address residents here that are seated under a huge marquee, a huge shaded marquee. And at the, on the stage, you've got the president as we speak. You've got the water and sanitation minister, Senzo Mthunu, addressing these residents here. There's quite a large number of residents here, I must say, Mandy.
It's so interesting because you've described exactly what I had been anticipating, waiting to hear what the reaction would be. You know, from experience, when the president does arrive in communities, he very often is received warmly. He's a popular person on the ground. But as you say, when the Tshwane mayor went to the Jubilee Hospital, he was chased out of there. I'm curious to see what kind of questions are asked from the community in Temba today. What are you expecting from that community, and what kind of questions they might be asking?
Well, Mandy, when you just engage with residents here, which I've done to a certain degree this morning, you get the sense that they put the blame on the DA-led government, which has been in administration now since 2016. But the problem of water in Hammanskraal started way before that. But you get the sense that they sort of think the ANC-led government will come with some sort of solution. When we were listening to what the political heads were saying earlier this week and also today, it appears that it's all three spheres of government that need to address this problem. And it will be interesting to hear the kind of questions that will be addressed to these three spheres. Like I mentioned, you've got Celia Brink at municipal level, you've got the Premier Panyaza Lesufi at the provincial level, and you've got the president that are all here, and we'll hear what they'll be able to say as far as this problem is concerned and the solutions thereof.
And Ndaedzo, thank you very much. And Ndaedzo Netonje, EWN reporter, he is in Temba there, where the community has gathered. The president has arrived there. He's with that delegation, and that's the proper collective term, right? Collective noun for cabinet ministers. I'm sure that the creative South Africans have a better one. And the issue here is around the Rooival water treatment. We know it's going to cost hundreds of millions of rands to fix. And in fact, I've just seen now Senzo Mthunu, the water affairs minister, at the podium on the SABC. He's addressing the crowd there. So maybe we can bring you a little bit of that, because I think it would be a good idea, a good sense to get what the reaction has been there. KG, can we listen in there?
We've reported to the president that indeed, as Premier says, we've worked very hard in the past few weeks to ensure indeed we bring to an end the cause of this problem. kafushane nje kukhona le ndawo okuthiwa indawo la ukuhlanzwa khona indle le ndawo okuthiwa iRoival indawo okufanele ngabe sazi kahle ukuthi isebenza ngendlela yokuthi sivikeleke in everything that is happening there and comes out of there or comes out from there. Kodwa ke in the past ke kwaba khona ama problems. Kwehle njalo kuze kofika emfuleni kuze kofika eThemba. Kodwa ke sifuna ukuthi zonke lezi zinto ezenzekile zibe in the past. Sibikile ke ukuthi kuza sithatha isikhashana ukudila nalomsebenzi kodwa sibe siphila sonke. Amanzi abefika kuthina sonke abe enempilo lawo manzi. Sisebenza ke neTswane umasipala njengomnyango wamanzi kanye nenhlanzeko eNingizimu Afrika. We know things of this nature fanele zingenzeki in future under our noses. Kodwa ke we have learned all will say ukuthi sinikeze isikhashana nibe patient. Ngesikhathi sidila nalomsebenzi kodwa ngasohlangothini lwamanzi. Amanzi azoloku efika sibe siqinisekisa ukuthi amanzi anempilo.
Of course, I understand Imanzi, that's about it. But the guys in the studio are pointing out to me that Senzo Mkunu is speaking isiZulu in Hammanskraal, which is not ideal. But Senzo Mkunu, the Water Affairs Minister, he's speaking. We're expecting the President to speak there as well on that visit to Hammanskraal. And I look forward to seeing what kind of questions he is asked.